Opponents of new pipelines carrying natural gas extracted from hydrofracking have been having a good week. First, Kinder Morgan announced it would not build a planned pipeline through portions of New York State and New England, saying market conditions were no longer favorable. They faced lots of opposition. Then, on Earth Day, Governor Cuomo's environmental agency denied a key permit to the Constitution pipeline. It would have traversed Pennsylvania and upstate New York. The Department of Environmental Conservation said it could not guarantee that the water nearby would be safe. It also condemned tree cutting that had already occurred on the proposed pipeline's path, which happened even before the permit was denied. Walter Hang, with the group Toxics Targeting, is very happy.
It was just a stunning victory. It's making history. I don't think a giant transmission pipeline project has ever been blocked in New York, due to a recognition that the state simply couldn't guarantee that water quality violations would not occur. So that's really a red-letter day.
Among the opponents of the Constitution pipeline are the former brother-in-law of Cuomo, Robert Kennedy Jr. He led a rally on the steps of the Capitol earlier in April.
Please, Governor Cuomo, turn down this 401 permit. Stop this abomination.
The anti-pipeline activists would like to be 3-for-3. They're asking Governor Cuomo to help stop a third major pipeline, the expansion of the Algonquin Incremental Market Pipeline, or AIM. It would nearly double the size of a pipeline that runs very near the Indian Point nuclear power plant. Cuomo's not a fan of that pipeline's expansion, but states have very little control over the decisions of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. Nevertheless, the governor wrote a letter to FERC questioning the safety of the venture, saying he's directed 4 state agencies to conduct a comprehensive safety review and asking that construction be halted until that study is concluded. Cuomo's been a longtime opponent of the nuclear power plant itself. He talked about it recently at a stop in Rochester.
Nuclear is one thing. Nuclear, a stone's throw from 20 million people, when you have no evacuation plan, is problematic.
So far, the federal government has not heeded the governor's worries on keeping the plant open. Cuomo's request to halt the pipeline project near the nuclear plant was also denied. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission said Indian Point's owners, Entergy, and the Nuclear Regulatory Commission did their own study and found the pipeline expansion will be safe. Cuomo's environmental agency did issue water quality permits for the AIM pipeline back in May 2015, the same permits it denied to the Constitution pipeline last Friday. Hang, with Toxics Targeting, hopes the governor can find some way to rescind those permits.
I'm sure he could take effective action if he wanted to. We're pressuring the governor to end the addiction the fossil fuels in New York.
Hank says the denial of the water quality permit in New York for the Constitution pipeline can serve as an inspiration to other states who may also be facing opposition to proposed pipelines. Some in the state's business community have another view, though. The state's business council president says she's disappointed that fear-mongering influenced the decision to deny the permits. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.